This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. What have I told you? What have I said to you, conservatives, you Bible-thumping, gun-toting, America-loving, military-loving, capitalists, whatever you call yourselves, I don't care. There are no boxes here. What have I told you? I told you you are the salt of the earth. You are correct. You get it right almost every time. The only time the left get it wrong is the way a broken clock does, twice a day. That's it. If they're lucky, they skip a lot of days. And we've been warning them. We've been telling them all about their crooked nature, that they have no core. They have no morality. They have no ethics. They will appoint, select, elect, you name it, anybody who will promise them whatever they want. And these people have been ripping them off, ripping off this nation, pulling the biggest shenanigans on the planet, and we warned them. And then we elected Donald Trump. We proved to them that we were willing to put our money where our mouth is. And even though they've got Donald Trump under attack, I told you guys months ago, I said the minute they opened up that Russian investigation and asked for a special counsel, I said this can only go one way. I said, this can only hurt the left. Was I right? Whatever these guys touch, it turns to turd. That's what it is. Donald Trump, I asked you guys months ago, does Donald Trump seem nervous? I said, you know the demeanor of the man. This is a dude who has been vetted better than any presidential candidate outside of George Washington. You couldn't do more to say,
well, what's he been up to?
They looked at his records across the board. Donald Trump is a matter of public record. That's what he is. When you're a billionaire and you've been a very wealthy young man and then you make that wealth into a tremendous amount of wealth, you are under scrutiny your entire life. And let me tell you something. Many of us that I'm speaking to, I've got my hand up, we could have gone the wrong direction. Many of us could have. Donald Trump could have. Some would say,
Kevin, he did go the wrong direction. He's divorced, and he did this, and he did that, and I heard he did this thing to black people.
And I'll tell you, look, if you want to tell me that, I'll ask the question this way. Who do you know more about? Do you know more about Donald Trump, or do you know more about Barack Obama? All you know about Barack Obama is innuendo. You don't know what he did as a community organizer. Most people couldn't tell you what area of Chicago he worked. They don't know his history with respect to how he got into Congress, how he got into the Senate, the bills that he passed, nothing. Most of America knows nothing about this man. All they cared about was his skin color. That's it. And even to this day, I got leftists arguing with me, talking about Barack Obama did a mic drop when he left, like as if he did such a great job. These are morons that don't even realize this man lost over 1,000 seats, Democratic seats, to Republicans, and that was with Republicans fighting with him. They weren't even fighting against him. Can you imagine what's going to happen to the Democrats now that not the establishment Republicans, but that the president is fighting against them? What do we have? We got Corker and we got Flake. Two senators who proved that we don't have control of the Senate. These are people working against Donald Trump. Throw in John McCain. Throw in Murkowski. Throw in a lot of these other Northeasterners who have all bought into this lie of political correctness. And that, you know what, they're living on the muscle memory of Barack Obama. Let me tell you, if you're living on the muscle memory of Barack Obama, you've got atrophied muscles. You might as well put yourself in a wheelchair and wait for MS to set in. Because you are going to be defeated. That's all it is to it. Donald Trump's setting a new course, charting a new path for America. And it is, you will be proud of this country. And he's doing it across the board. You couldn't be more consistent. You couldn't be more focused. These guys set this man up at every turn. And you know what happens? They get snake bit. There is no cure for the venom of Donald Trump when it comes to biting the left. All they can do is suffer through it and die. And that's what's happening. And I told you with this Russian investigation, no matter how many times, no matter what they do, no matter what the media says, you don't have to worry. Donald Trump said it. I have nothing to do with the Russians. And they didn't want to believe it. It was a setup. I have nothing to do with them. He goes, if there's somebody out there that does, get them. I don't care. Go get them. If you want to find one of my, quote, satellites, go get them. So where do we find ourselves right now, folks? We're saying we're having to fight to get the Democrats to release the information on who paid for this Fusion GPS fake dossier. We'll talk about that more here in a bit. But we're fighting for this. The Democrats want to get to the bottom of it, though, don't they? But they could say to that district judge, whoever is putting up a wall or firewall and not wanting to let who paid for it, let's have it. The Republicans have come out. Tom Cotton said, hey, show it. They don't want to get to the bottom of it. They never have wanted to get to the bottom of it. What they thought they could do is they thought they could cover it up. That's what they thought. We can cover this up. We've got the means. We can keep the genie in the bottle. As I've said, the Russian investigation was so in your face, it's almost insulting. It isn't almost, it is insulting that they would try to throw that back on Donald Trump. Who's going, I got nothing to do with him. I have no buildings there. I have no interest there. If we inquired, go ahead, look into it. I build buildings. I build golf courses. I built them in China. You don't seem to care about those. But suddenly it's the Russians. And what do we find out? We find out, as I said, the Democrats have been working hand in hand with the Russians. And you know why Putin was probably so offended? Putin's going, the nerve of these people. The nerve of these people. They're working directly with my folks. And then they want to make me the bad guy. I'm the international bad guy. I'm the international Dr. Evil. Because they didn't get what they wanted. What does that have to do with me? Putin's going, look, I'm a businessman. I'm in the business of Russia. If you want to let me have 20% of your uranium and you will let me orchestrate it, I'll do it. No problem. I'm a businessman. But then you want to throw me under the bus for your political expediency? Not going to happen. So what do? They make Putin out to be the bad guy. Ooh, Dr. Evil. God, folks, we got so much to talk about today. I'm not kidding you. It's amazing to me. The lunacy I will prove that I do every day, but I'll prove to you today, tells you, how do we even listen to leftists? Why are we paying attention to these fools? It's ridiculous. Even math is under fire.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all-too-familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Everybody, Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. If you want to call the show, 844-551-8255. Let me tell you, when the bow breaks, the cradle will fall. Are you watching the crybabies? We'll talk more about the crybabies on the left a lot during the broadcast. But are you watching these folks? Are you watching what's going on right now as everything that they have done starts to unwind? Wow. This is fun to watch. Elizabeth Warren's in the news. She's talking about sexual assault. They have this thing called Me Too, this project. We'll talk about that a little bit later. The dossier. The noose tightens around the Clintons' necks. The dossier. Russian spies. Collusion. Conspiracy. And you know where it all leads back to? Barack Obama's administration. What have we talked about? When the bow breaks, baby, the cradle will fall. Down will come baby, cradle and all. And these babies are about to get a lesson in political shenanigans that they've never... You know what's so bad? Right now, these guys who have told us Donald Trump has been colluding with the enemy. Putin is Dr. Evil. He's been colluding with him. He's been trying to do evil things. And then we find out, holy cow, the Clintons sold Dr. Evil 20% of our nuclear, of our uranium, the capacity to make war. You gave fissionable nuclear material, well, he can make it into that, to Dr. Evil. How do you come back from that? You know what they say? Oh, well, you know what? Putin's maybe not quite as evil as we said, and we needed to make this deal. This was a good deal for America. You're laughing at me. You're going, Kevin, no way. Yeah, watch the spin. Watch the spin over the next month as they try to save themselves when the bow breaks. Watch these leftists tell you Putin's not so bad. This deal, when it was being brokered, we had a different relationship with Russia. Does anybody remember when Barack Obama said to Medvedev, hey, things will be different when I'm reelected? See, all this deal was already in the works. Now, for most people, what the Obama administration did would rise to the level of treason. We're talking about somebody who brokered a deal via his Secretary of State that funneled millions of dollars to the Clinton Foundation, and I promise you, if you go through and you look at where that money goes, you can bet a bunch of it ended up with Obama some kind of way. I don't know how. I'm not an investigative reporter. I just throw out ideas. Barack Obama's not going to let this happen unless something was negotiated between him and the Clintons. There was a graphic of Barack Obama and Bill Clinton playing golf together. And Clinton's talking to Obama, and Obama's got this look on his face like of an inquisitive look. Don't be surprised if that was the day when Bill Clinton laid out the strategy of how the Clinton Foundation can help get Barack Obama set up and isolate him from whatever ills that may hit him. Don't believe for one second these people are not in cahoots. They may not like each other personally, but you know what they have a real love of? Your money. That's what they have a real love of. So you've got everything you can possibly have, intrigue, etc. You have Alyssa, you know what Alyssa Milano, the anti-Trump D-list actress who's broke, you know what she had the nerve to tweet? Why are we digging into this dossier story? What does it matter if it wasn't the true blah, blah, blah? She's essentially downplaying it. And I tweeted back to her, what would you be saying if everything that were happening were going against Hillary Clinton and it was Donald Trump doing it? You know what you'd be saying. She's like, why are we looking into this? We don't need to look into that. There's no reason to look into it. I mean, what's it matter if it was targeting Republicans? I mean, it's no big deal. Yeah, it is. They used it with the idea that they were that there was something shenanigans going on with Donald Trump. They issued FISA orders to look in all of his people so they could go into their knickers, you know, check out their underwear drawer, as it were. And they found nothing. And meanwhile, we know exactly what it meant. The dossier was a lie. And what did we find out? The FBI funded it under Comey. We find out Obama knew about it. We find out that all of it that was a lie now points back to who? Podesta and the Clintons? And Alyssa Milano, anti-Trumper, doesn't want to believe the reality of what she knows. She knows the reality. And by the way, so do all these other leftist people. Don't let them fool you. They know the reality. And they don't want to face it. They don't want to come to grips with just how crooked this is. They have been pointing the finger of Russia at Donald Trump and saying, we're covering for him. We don't want. Every turn, the Donald Trump Jr. says, look at my emails. I forget the other guy, Carter or something. Look at my emails. Everybody, go ahead. Look at the emails. Donald Trump Sr., do whatever it takes. I don't care what satellite it involves. If they're involved, they'll be gone. Everything on the Republican side says, do whatever due diligence you need. Put a special counsel together. You know who they chose? And I warned people about this. I said, when Comey gave good reports on Robert Mueller, he's an amazing guy. There's nobody more upstanding than Robert Mueller. And you know who's involved in this scandal? Robert Mueller. And what does Robert Mueller do? He stacks the deck. He puts in nothing but Clinton-supporting attorneys to go after whom? Donald Trump. They go after Donald Trump, and what do they find? Nothing. And what did I tell you? It's going to spin back on them. And what happened? It did. And now the left go, well, it's not that important what the story was really about. Oh, yeah, it is. So ask yourself a very simple question, folks. It's easy to do. My job is not that difficult. What would the left be saying if Hillary Clinton were the one that we called special counsel on and she said, I didn't do anything, and it was proving at every turn that she wasn't, and then they found out that we concocted a fake document to go after her? What would they be saying? I'll give you just a second to think about it. Okay, forget it. You know what they'd be thinking and what they'd be saying. They'd be saying, no, we got to dig in. But you know what? Fusion GPS doesn't want to give over the data. They don't want to tell you who paid for it. We know who did it now. The Clinton campaign, the DNC, in collusion with the federal government, the FBI. But no, no story there. No, not for Alyssa Milano, not for Mark Ruffalo. Not for all those leftists who are anti-Trump. You know, Mr. Stupid. He's too stupid to be president. Well, what about Hillary? Is she too crooked to be president? Is Barack Obama too crooked to be president? Wow, man. This is huge, folks. It doesn't get any bigger than this. All of these things are coming to the fore in the time, the era of Donald Trump for a reason. If you understand what is God's handiwork here, you get it, that he is exposing the dirt, the filth that represents the left, and he's asking us to clean up our act.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
ProPure Water Filters, most trusted, most tested. Right now you can save 25% on the ProPure Nomad Gravity System. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer for details. That's P-R-O-P-U-R.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Meet Access and Media. If you're looking for an agency that knows value and values their clients, then look no further. We're a multimedia agency that understands and works for conservative clients. We place the right media, whether in finance, precious metals, firearms, politics, you name it. Our clients are loyal because we work hard to earn that loyalty. No upfront fees, no monthly minimums. Call Access to Media today at 413-206-0710. That's 413-206-0710. Or visit accesstomedia.com. Free consultations. What have you got to lose?
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
I could just pick up on what John was talking about. One of the criticisms from Senator Corker today was the idea that history will most remember President Trump for debasing the country. And you could hear in Senator Flake's remarks the idea that he seemed to be writing it for history. How do you think history will view not only the remarks of the two senators today, but also former President Bush last week?
I certainly think history is going to look at this president as somebody who helped defeat ISIS, who built an economy that was stronger than it's been in several decades, who brought unemployment to a 16-year low, who's created over 1.7 million jobs since being elected. I think those are the things that people actually care about, not some petty comments from Senator Corker and Senator Flake. And I think they're a lot more concerned about the big policy initiatives that this president is driving, including historic tax cuts, which we're going to get done by the end of this year, and then start focusing on some other things. Those are the things this president will be remembered by, and I think those are pretty good, certainly good facts and ones that we're happy to stand by.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. I always tell you, the left, they tell you what they're worried about with what they say. Now, you're saying, Kevin, they're talking about Donald Trump. You know, how's he going to be remembered? We had Senator Flake, we had Senator Corker, and we had former President Bush all saying, without saying names, that they're concerned about President Trump. What's history going to remember about him? And 1.7 million jobs in less than a year. Wow. Barack Obama had lost over 4 million jobs. Easily. It was more than that at this point. 1.7 million jobs. Lowest unemployment in decades. And I'm talking about getting people good jobs. Exuberance back into the body, into the society in general, right? Kids getting out of college actually believe they can get jobs. They're leaving their parents' basements. People, I thought there was going to be a mass revolt over the idea that there was no more Obamacare. Oh, Donald Trump issued executive orders that said essentially you can buy your insurance wherever you want, and we're not going to do this subsidy. And whoa, the world hasn't. How's that impacted your health care? He just got his budget, which I hope they reduce this thing. But he's also, and that's going to lead the way to tax reform. But he's also reduced the deficit. We didn't plow through $20 trillion at the rate we were. Think about where we were with Barack Obama by this time in his first year. He had inherited almost a $10 trillion debt from George Bush, and it was at $11 trillion. And we were a trillion more into debt at this point last year. Barack Obama, in printing money, added $8 trillion of unfunded, non-backed up money that he printed in quantitative easing, over $8 trillion. And the first trillion of it was already hitting the deficit. Donald Trump has reduced the debt. I meant the debt. Has reduced the debt so far. This guy's wondering how Donald Trump's going to be remembered in history. When I said to you, they tell you what they're concerned about. They tell you to your face. Now you're saying, Kevin, what are you talking about? They're concerned about the legacy of the left. They're not concerned about Trump's legacy. Let me tell you, if you think Donald Trump is in the White House going, huh, let me make a decision based on what this is going to mean for me in 100 years, you have to be a moron. This man doesn't care what you think. Donald Trump doesn't care what you think about him now. So what do you think he thinks he's going to care about in 100 years? And the reason why I know this is because I know what's inside of the minds of these men. I've worked with them. As a management consultant, I've talked to these guys. Some of the biggest names in the industry. I never met with Tillerson, but I met his number two. I met the guy who runs business for all of BP internationally. That's British Petroleum, the second largest privately held company in the world. I know how these guys think. They, number one, they don't care what you think about them. And I'm going to do my job. I'm prepared to do this job. Now, I'll take your inputs. But if you,
he's a terrible boss or whatever.
You're okay, great. You're fired. Give me somebody in here that's going to do the job that I want done. End of story. There's no emotion in it. You say, I can't stand Donald Trump. He doesn't hate you. He just goes, okay, well, no problem. Boom, you're out of here. I want somebody in here who's going to listen to me and who's going to take what I say. It isn't a yes man, but he's going to listen to my ideas. If you want to come back with a counter, if you want to say, Mr. President, I disagree. I think we should look, at least entertain this as a strategy. Give that some thought. Yeah, it's a good idea, Kevin. But if you go, you're a moron, man. I can't stand you. You should be doing this. You're out of here. Nobody wants that. Executives don't want yes men. They want people that will bring contrarian ideas, but they also want to know that when they give you an idea and it's a good idea, you're going to follow it to the letter of the law. So it isn't personal. It's like the mafia. The mafia, you know, it's like what Joe Pesci says. It won't be a stranger that kills you. It'll be your best friend. And you know why? Because it'll be business. That's the way it is. It's business. Guys like Trump, it's business. Either you're part of the solution or you're part of the problem. It's that simple. And I'm not going to put emotion in it. Well, he is your brother-in-law. Look at what happened to Fredo. Right? They took him out on the boat. You know, he went fishing. They wouldn't let the little boy go with him. He normally went fishing with his uncle or whatever. That was that. Fredo was no more in the Godfather series. So Trump looks at it as, man, this is business. But he's not. I've got a problem to solve today. And you want me to be worried about what's going to happen in 100 years? Businessmen don't think for 100. Well, I wonder what my legacy will be. They're concerned about the 2-year and the 5-year plan, period. And not as it pertains to them, but as it pertains to, is this business going to be viable? So this knucklehead is worried about Barack Obama and the leftist and what is going to be their legacy. What will they be looked at? You want to know why? Because these are the people that told you, Americans who voted for Trump and Americans who support conservative values, that leftism works and your election of Donald Trump has crippled the nation. It's going to cripple the stock market. It's going to torpedo everything. You screwed up. We're the intellectuals. We're the intelligentsia. You're the idiots, and you voted in an idiot who graduated from Wharton, took a million dollars and made it into X number of billions of dollars, and run successful organizations. But you are idiots for electing that Wharton graduate, successful billionaire businessman idiot. We're the smart ones because we elected a community organizer who failed. We elected a guy who did nothing but connive politically to get where he wants, and then he gets what he wants, and he's the dog that caught the car. But yeah, we're dumb. Only in the time of Trump would two rhino senators hang themselves, out themselves. We get a glimpse, folks, of just how anti-American, anti-conservative, anti-Trump these senators are, and how many other Democrat senators hide behind that R. Because of President Trump, America can see that real Republicans do not own Congress. And you can add McCain to that list. But in 2018, we would have gotten these two. See, they left because they knew the writing was on the wall. I don't know what Steve Bannon could do to him, but he could certainly hurt him. Steve Bannon went out and said, look, we're going after people. You got to love it. Bannon's like, look, here are the names of the people who have voted against you, against us. They are not real conservatives, blah, blah, blah. And for the record, I'm not a huge Bannon fan. I don't dislike Steve, but we've had our run-ins, and I'm going, Steve, you're an apologist for blacks as well, and I don't like your attitude. But other than that, he's pretty conservative. But we've had our run-ins. So we got these two senators on the ropes. They preemptively said, well, we're going to leave, and then we're going to make his life miserable for the next 14 months. Yeah, I bet you will. Let me make you guys a bet. Donald Trump's going to make their lives miserable over the next 14 months. You want to know why? Because you are going to go after these guys. These guys crave the spotlight. They want to be loved and liked. It's like John McCain. He wants you to love him. And the more you hate him, the more he's, I'll get him. Donald Trump's going to make their lives miserable. And so will you. They're saying Flake, one of them, Corker or Flake, wants to run for president in 2020. Good luck with that. You might as well shave your mustache into a Hitler mustache and get a Hitler haircut and say you're going to run. Because you're not getting anywhere close. The bigger deal, folks, is this. The rest of Congress is going to get this message. Either you follow the president when you agree with him, of course, or you're going to be gone. But it's not just agreeing with him. You follow the president when he agrees with the general public of conservatives, and then go along, get it done. Think about this. The Democrats have never had this problem. As warped as Obama's ideology was, these idiots followed him off the cliff, losing over 1,000 seats, and they stuck with him, and they're still dyed in the wool. And we can't get guys to follow a man who's proving himself daily. Shame on us.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, KJRadio.com. If you want my book, it's RacePimping.com. And I got to tell you, the state of America saddens me. How do we not get through the leftist? I mean, look at everything that's happening around us and ask yourself, how do they not see this? Now, before you get too deep into it, understand you live in a world where sanity prevails. You watch TV. You go to various sites that, you know, give you enough information for you to discern where things really are. The left live in I call it a cocoon of ignorance. They don't want to be anywhere near sanity. They watch only MSNBC and ESPN. Rachel Maddow is a goddess to them. They don't want you to tell the truth. Why would I want to know the truth about a guy like Barack Obama, a person I idolize? You know what I liken it to? If you've never seen the movie Malcolm X, I do recommend you see it. Denzel Washington is phenomenal. And Malcolm X finds out that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad is not who he says he is. He's going around getting young girls in the Nation of Islam pregnant, sleeping with these young girls, and making them have babies. And when he's confronted, when Malcolm X says, you know, the brothers are talking about you, you know, sleeping with these young girls, and he says, yeah, he goes, that's my job. You know, I'm to spread my seed throughout the community. And so he lures, he's a pedophile. He would lure these young girls, you know, say, I'm the leader and you need to sleep with me for this reason. And he's worse than Harvey Weinstein. The number of children fathered by Elijah Muhammad rivals some of the worst people in the country. He did it under the ruse that he was some worthy leader of the Nation of Islam. And that's the group that Farrakhan took over. That's the group that killed Malcolm X as he finally got clarity. Malcolm X, people, oh, he's a bad guy. No, he wasn't. He was a man who was under an ideology that he believed in, that he learned in prison, and it got him through a rough time. And when he got out of prison and he understood it and he got into the deep, dark recesses of it, he found out it was a lie. And then he went around the world and he went to Mecca and he found people of all colors that were worshiping the way he worshiped, thinking of the religion as he did. Not the evil white man. And when he came back and he said, I'm a changed person, the Nation of Islam killed him. And the theory is that the guy who runs it now, Farrakhan, is one of the assassins. That's the religion that these guys want to point to. I mean, how do we not get through the leftists? I know I can, but I'm talking about the masses. You know how I get through to them? I tell them the truth. And I'm unapologetic. I don't back down. It's the way it is. It doesn't matter whether I'm speaking to a group of Islam, you know, people that worship in Islam, or I'm speaking to a group of Jews, or I'm speaking to a group of Protestants, Catholics. It doesn't matter. I'm going to say the same thing. It's not a condemnation of you as a person. I will condemn the way you think. But here's what you have to do in order to win these people over. Because I know you guys are asking me all the time, okay, what can we do? First, you got to single them out. You got to get them away from their group. Because in their group, they feel powerful. When they're away from their group, they can't stand behind the lies. And you ask them very simple questions. You could ask that question of anybody from the Nation of Islam and say, you know, what about this and what about that? You could certainly ask it of Islam. Kevin, we no longer stone women. Do you do honor killings? Do you do vaginal mutilation? How do you treat women? How can you, you know, explain to me all these different things as if I'm somebody that just wants to convert. I'm a woman that wants to convert.
Well, Kevin, if you submit completely to men.
Okay, so I submit to you. And then I go out, I'm in my hijab, and a group of men rape me as I'm coming back from getting my groceries at the market or whatever, and you have to kill me. Am I not? Is that not right? Because why? Oh, because I brought dishonor to you. Explain that one. It seems to me that the dishonor would be with the men who would rape me for following my religion, or who would rape me for any reason. That's just me. Anyway, you got to get them away from others, and you got to question them. You got to make them come to grips with the lies. Think about everything that the left is facing today. Barack Obama left. He crept back in to talk about the Virginia governor's race. But for the most part, Barack Obama had made out like a rock star. He's worth tens of millions, if not more. He gets $400,000 plus per speech. He makes more in 30 minutes than he made in a year. And he's speaking all over the place. He hobnobs with the wealthiest people in the world. Has Barack Obama gone into a poor neighborhood and said, you know what? I'm going to oversee the construction of a $5 million think tank learning center for black children. I'm going to employ these young people to run it themselves. I'm going to get corporate sponsorship to make sure that it's endowed and it continues on, and it'll be a legacy to this or that. No, he's done none of that. He's hobnobbing with Richard Branson and others, other wealthy white billionaires. The people that he tells young black kids are the enemy. He hobnobs in the midst of these folks every single day. When he's not with them, then he's hanging out with B and Jay-Z and other very wealthy blacks. Barack Obama's hanging out with the wealthiest people of all colors all around the world, wherever he goes. And he's not making one reference to the impoverished. No, the people that he says he's fighting for, Main Street versus Wall Street, none of it. Is he going around solving world hunger or looking for ways that he can improve the world with all these newfound riches that he has? No. He is going to do it. For him, this is a lifelong vacation, and you don't spend vacations in impoverished countries. He is not going to go out and put in water systems in the deep, dark recesses of Africa somewhere. He's not going to do it. And then look at his legacy. They want to talk to you about Donald Trump. He's a loose cannon. He's a crazy man. They're telling you all about Barack Obama. They're telling you about Hillary Clinton. They're telling you about leftist ideology when they say that. Because the only thing I see when I see leftist ideology is I see crazy people. I see people who believe that they can convince you to let people in, you know, into the country for no reason. They claim building this wall is a sign of, you know, it's negative. No, it isn't. It's a demarcation. It's a point that says, here's where our land ends and yours begins. That's it. If you want to take it for more than that, you can. Because you know what? We all have laws. Mexico has laws to enter their country. The only reason why nobody gets mad if Mexico were to build that wall is because nobody's trying to sneak into Mexico. But if we decide, it would be like this. You're a neighbor. You've got no wall, no fences in your neighborhood. And every time you come home, the neighbor's barbecuing in your backyard, swimming in your pool. You know, they've gone in your house. They brought out your food. Your dog is pregnant by their dog. I can name 50 different things that have happened. And then you go, you know what? Guys, come on. And this goes on for, I don't know, decades. And then you finally say, okay, enough is enough. And you build a fence. And they go, look at you. Yeah, Mr. Unneighborly. Building a fence, huh? Yeah, hey, thanks, Bob. How else? I mean, I got 1,000 ways I could give you scenarios of how this is silly. The proliferation of Muslim attacks around the world. I did a story the other day about attacks in Germany are up, what, 900? They had 900 attacks this year. They're up quadrupled, I think they said. They quadrupled. And now everybody can't connect the dots there. How many attacks have we had? How many attacks did we have in the 70s, 80s, 90s? I'm talking about Muslim terror attacks. And then suddenly we bring in Muslims and we go, I don't understand why we're having so many Muslim terror attacks. It's because of the Muslims. It isn't because white people got mad. Well, gee, I'm going to start having terror attacks and bringing in all these Muslims. We're out here trying to fight for safety and security. The government says it's going to protect us. And I've watched decades as the government has not protected us. They've let people come in with disease. We've got more sex trafficking. We've got more gang activity. We've got more drugs. We've got more terror attacks. And they go, yeah, but we're going to protect you. Well, you know what? I don't like the way you protect me. I think we could do it better on our own. I'd rather have militias protecting me than you. I'm going to have to leave it there. We'll be back again in a bit.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.